Welcome to my life adventures. I'm the one and only Monica, the Spirit Queen. I'm a professional psychic medium and a paranormal investigator. My crew and I lurk in the shadows at night, hunting spirits and demons. I do readings, break black magic spells, travel, expose fake psychics, and have clients from around the world. I'm no nonsense when it comes to honesty and respect. I have a crazy busy life, but I love it. My family keeps me going with their love and support. I will never give up, no matter what demons I have to face. Hey guys, thanks for joining my new podcast on Anchor. Anchor is a great platform to listen to amazing podcasts, have your own guests, and even have your own show. Here are the details. This podcast is sponsored by Anchor. If you're looking for a great platform to have your own podcast, to listen to what you want, or to invite guests, here are the details on how to do it. Hey guys, welcome back to Monica the Spirit Queen, the one and only real psychic medium, paranormal investigator, mentor, demonologist, and everything that has to do with spirituality. Before I start this episode, before you guys do anything right now, drop everything you're doing, go to monicaspiritqueen.com, contact me to book in for a reading, and use the promo code SPIRITQUEEN. That way I will know that you guys are coming to me by listening to my podcast, and everybody that listens to my podcast and uses the promo code SPIRITQUEEN, you guys will be getting 10% off all readings. Are you being haunted by an unseen force? Are you being followed by an entity that's scaring you? Do you have sleep paralysis? Do you want to reach over to your loved ones that crossed over on the other side and send them a message, maybe even a simple hello and hi, I love you, I miss you? Do you want to do anything that has to do with spirituality? Or the fact that your house or yourself might be haunted, or you might know someone else that might be haunted, and you guys need a paranormal investigation to confirm your suspicions. Then, after the investigation, I will take another step and I will actually help you guys get rid of whatever entity that has been haunting your nightmares. Don't forget to go to monicaspiritqueen.com right now. Pause this episode, contact me at monicaspiritqueen.com, use the promo code SPIRITQUEEN and get 10% off your readings. Anytime you guys use promo code when you contact me, you get 10% off. And you will never, ever get this deal anywhere else. With that said, turn off the lights, light a white candle that will protect you from my scary, haunted stories. Get ready and let's begin. Eclipse of the Haunted Soul. The addiction is real. Every working hour, George dabbled with something he could not recover from. The voices in his head were possessing his mind and controlling his thoughts. But he could not get away from the paranormal. The obsession grew, and so did the darkness. George grew up on a farm in Texas with his family. His father is a retired fisherman, and his mother quit her teaching job a year ago to take care of the farm full-time with her husband, Jim. George's older brother, Bobby, 23, moved back home from college 3 months ago. School was just not for him. And his mother, Lana, loves nature and the outdoors. Lana and Jim have been taking their boys camping, hiking, and fishing since the boys were in diapers. But George was adventurous in his own way. His curiosity for the paranormal grew more when he turned 18. Most kids go to the library to get books and do research on school assignments. Not George. He had been collecting books on ghosts, hauntings, demons, how spirituality works, and how to open portals to communicate with the dead.
On George's 18th birthday earlier this year, he bought himself a handful of ghost hunting gear, along with more paranormal books, spiritual rocks and crystals, and candles. He wanted to dive in deeper, communicating with any spirit that would communicate back, without knowing the risks and boundaries. George's interest in the supernatural was just the beginning for his troubles. Jim could not drive fast enough to get to the caves, according to George. Sitting in the back seat of his father's truck, George unzipped his backpack and was making sure that all his ghost hunting equipment had new batteries in it and that they would work. He could hardly contain the excitement of what spiritual contact he would have with the dead. With a smile on his face, George grabbed his front right pocket, where he put his crystals in, and rolled down his window. With the wind blowing in his face, he closed his eyes and enjoyed the rest of the drive to his destiny. After an hour and a half of anticipation, Jim finally turned onto the ranch road and parked his truck. As the family of four started hiking up the trails, they noticed there were no signs of the area anywhere. After an hour of walking, Lana realized that her and her family are lost in the trails. With no sense of direction in an unfamiliar area, George spotted a cave. He convinced Bobby and their parents to go exploring inside. The plan was to find an exit at the other side of the cave, and it would lead them back to their truck. But what they did not know is entering the cave can lead them to danger. Even though the cave is not really that big, it has multiple entrances and exits. This gave George an idea of how to ditch his family for a while so he could practice spiritual rituals he had been reading about. Jim and Lana produced a plan of their own. They were going to split up in two groups, and whoever finds the exit first can call the others on their cell phone and lead them to their way back to their vehicle. George was relieved they were thinking the same thing, but there was one problem. George wanted to go exploring alone without the company of his brother. He had another idea. George bet Bobby that he can find the right exit sooner than him and challenged him to this competition. Both shook on the bet, and they went their separate ways. Lana and Jim were enjoying alone time together. They were holding hands and making a romantic walk. They are confident that one of the exits will get them out and on the right trail to their truck. Bobby was nervous, but did not want to show his younger brother any hesitation. He wanted to prove to himself that he could be a hero and save his family. The cave itself had many surprises, one that contained dark secrets. Though it has multiple exits, there is no escape from what is hidden in the walls. Some might wonder why there are no signs that lead them to the mouth of the entrance of hell. While anxious to stop and pull out his ghost investigation toys out of his backpack, George wanted to gain some distance from his family and himself. After about a couple of minutes walking, the echoes of his family's voices and footsteps began to get quieter and further away until he could no longer hear them. Right when George was about to get comfortable and set up his ritual gadgets, he started to hear water sounds. Once again, curiosity got the best of him, and he went to check it out. What George did not know was the lake of water he was about to stumble upon had been tainted with dark energies, and his life was going to change for all eternity. Lana looked at her phone screen and told Jim that they had about an hour left to find the right exit and get to their vehicle before the sun started setting. With a worried look on her face, Jim took Lana's hand into his and reassured her that that they would make it back to their truck before it got dark. "I trust you," Lana said with a smile, and they continued walking. As Bobby went from one exit to another, panic started setting in. He was beginning to think he was in a never-ending maze. He felt as if the walls were closing in on him and that he has never, ever going to be able to get out. Bobby could not bear the thought of not being able to get his family out of this trap he felt they were in. "Snap out of it, Bobby," he told himself. "I'm going to find that exit and get my family out safely from this place." But with darkness quickly approaching, Bobby ran towards the sixth exit he found. Right when he thought it was the wrong exit again, Bobby began to hear his mother's voice on the other end calling out to her sons. It was then that Bobby felt relief and ran towards Lana's voice. The happy reunion was cut short when all three of them noticed that George was still missing. Jim looked up into the sky and knew they were running out of daylight fast. But deep inside the cave, George could not bear to see what his luck had turned into. He was staring at a waterfall at the other end of the lake. For a moment, he thought his eyes were playing a trick on him, but quickly came to realize that this was the spot where he wanted to do his rituals. George was not able to resist the active energies the water was creating. He reached into his backpack and quickly took out a candle and lit it. This was just the beginning of the waves the lake would make. Jim, Lana, and Bobby knew they needed to call out to George and find him now. The sun was quickly sinking. Lana reached into her pocket and pulled out her cell phone. She dialed George's number and put the phone to her ear. Little did she know, there were no phone service towers nearby and the phone call would never go through. That was a bad sign. None of their phones have service. Worry began to sink into them as they were trying to figure out how to find George. Should they hike to their vehicle and find help from the authorities? Or should they go back into the maze of the cave to look for George? One thing they agreed on was not to split up again. As the day turned into night, George completely lost track of time. Sitting next to the lake he stumbled upon, the air began to thicken within the walls. Darkness quickly surrounded George, and the only light he could see was from the candle he lit. The spiritual crystals that were once in his pocket were now scattered on the floor around him. George turned on the spirit box in hopes he would communicate with the dead, hoping one can give him direct answers from beyond. Bobby is determined to find his brother, but is hesitant to go back inside the cave. An eerie feeling came over him as he realized the cave may be cursed. He can easily get lost in it. Jim is desperately trying to find a phone signal to call George, and Lana is screaming out to him from the mouth of the cave. The only responses she hears are the echoes of her own voice. George is hypnotized by the sounds coming from all around him. It's not the spiritual box he's hearing, but they're talking directly to him. He closes his eyes as he feels energy wrapping around him. The walls are coming to life, and the steady lake is forming ripples. A gust of wind rushes through George as he is frozen stiff and cannot move. Heavy footsteps are rapidly getting closer and closer as their air thickens and the candle blows out. George is paralyzed and consumed by darkness. Once a peaceful feeling turns into fear and dread. The evil presence has been awakened and he no longer feels like he is alone. He cannot talk, move, or run. George's thoughts are filled with memories of sadness and death. His emotions are raging inside. as a single tear rolls down his face. This is not what he wanted. This is not what his expectations were when he opened the portals to the other side. Suddenly, George hears a familiar voice calling out his name. It's Lana, looking for her son. Then everything stops. Silence once again surrounds George. He tries to stand up and run out, but something heavy has pinned him down. There is nothing more he wants to do but to join his family and leave. Not knowing what to do, George closed his eyes and tried to hear his mother's voice again. Pitch black and not being able to see anything around him, George did not know what to do. The walls were coming to life again, and George could no longer see the entrance where he came from. At the mouth of the cave, Bobby and his parents finally decided to go in after an hour of no sign of George. Using only the flashlight of their cell phones, the three of them go inside. The environment at night is vastly different in the cave than it was a couple hours ago when the sun was still up. The three walked into the cave and looked for George for hours. They are tired and frustrated. How did this happen? Where is George? Lana asked. Bobby thought that George had gone out from a different exit and he was not in the cave anymore. So he led his parents to the other five exits he had been to earlier. But there were no other exits. There was only one they went out from and came back in. Confused and angry, Jim was now leading his family. George! George! The family called out over and over again. They would have seen George passing by them if he had been walking out, Bobby thought. Then, as they were about to turn around and walk out again, they heard sounds of water. The three quickly started walking towards it. They discovered the waterfall, the lake, and George's belongings, but no sign of George. Lana called out to George once more. They heard a faint cry coming from within the walls, but George was nowhere to be found. Thanks for joining me and listening to this haunted story that I wrote myself. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And if you guys want to hear more haunted stories, and I have so many to share with you guys, please leave it in the comments and I'll be happy to read them. Contact me at monicaspiritqueen.com, not only to book in your readings with me, but if you guys truly have a real haunted story that you want to share on my podcast, I would be happy to do that with you. So go to monicaspiritqueen.com for everything that has to do with spirituality. Once again, thanks for listening. I hope you guys subscribe. Your monthly subscriptions actually help tremendously to keep this amazing podcast going. And I promise I will not take this long ever again to come back and give you guys a good haunting. I love you guys and I'll see you guys next time.